USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Police shootings leading the news again as one California Highway Patrol officer is dead, two others wounded after a shootout with a suspect on Freeway 215 in Riverside last evening. The Riverside Police Chief says,
there are no other suspects and we have no reason to believe that there is any ongoing danger to the public.
Of the two cops injured, one's in critical condition, the other expected to recover. The suspect was also killed. His motive is under investigation. In New Haven, Connecticut, a police captain's recovering after being shot while off duty last night. It happened when he intervened in a shootout between two suspects. One of the suspects was killed. The search at last check was continuing for the second. The captain's in stable condition. And this is USA Radio News.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm fat when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy and I don't trust nobody. And I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It's changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
As investigations continue into the apparent suicide of convicted sex trafficker and financier Jeffrey Epstein in a New York City jail cell, some new information comes out. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
The New York Post reporting he hung himself with a bed sheet from a bunk bed at the federal holding facility, even though inmates in this area are supposed to have paper-like sheets and not cloth ones. U.S. Attorney Bill Barr speaking at a police convention in New Orleans.
The FBI and the Office of Inspector General will get to the bottom of what happened, and there will be accountability.
Meanwhile, U.S. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Democrat Jerry Nadler and the ranking Republican Doug Collins have sent a letter to the Bureau of Prisons asking that it answer 23 questions about the agency's intake protocol and suicide prevention program in the wake of Epstein's death. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Investigators say they found that a friend of the Dayton mass shooting suspect purchased some of the accessories used in the mass shooting. Ethan Colley reportedly bought Connor Betts the body armor that Betts was wearing and the 100-round drum magazine that Betts used to kill 9 people earlier this month. Colley didn't have knowledge of Betts' plans, though, according to authorities who are charging him for lying about drug use when he bought a gun for himself, but he's not been charged in connection with the Dayton shootings. Amazon wants to open a brick-and-mortar liquor store in San Francisco and offer home liquor deliveries. The company applying for a license to operate a 200-square-foot store in the city's Dog Patch neighborhood. The physical store would only be open from 8 a.m. till 4 p.m., but it would serve as a base for its Prime Now delivery service, which would operate until midnight. Amazon already offers alcohol delivery along with groceries and other items as part of its Prime Now 2-hour service in Chicago, Dallas, L.A., New York, and some other cities. And more than 400 Elvis Presley items, from jewelry to clothing to signed contracts, are going up for auction today at Graceland as part of Elvis Week, which coincides with the anniversary of the King's death on August 16, 1977. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.